to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720. We're going to take our little nocturnal journey travel trip down to Peoria. Tim, have you ever been to Peoria, Tim?
I was once for a wedding when I was about 4 years old.
There's this little steakhouse. It's been there since 1960. It's like their version of Gibson's. It's in the basement of the Janssen Building. It's been there since 1960. And all the celebrities have come to Peoria. Even like Warren Zevon was there. Jim Tomey still goes there. Girardi still goes there. It's a great place. They actually have live entertainment like six nights a week. So a couple months ago, I was down there and we did a little interview. And we're going to play some of it now from Jim's Steakhouse in Peoria, Illinois.
Hey, I'm Tim Comfort. I'm owner of Jim's Steakhouse in Peoria, Illinois. I took over the family business from my parents, and my brothers also are in the business as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. So right there. So your father was Jim?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so tell me about that. When did the business open? Was it 1960?
Yes, my father was in he owned several small saloons in the Peoria area, and then he decided to get into the steakhouse business, and that was in 1960, and we've been selling steak since 1960, and business is good.
Now, I've been to Peoria. I've come down here to see the Chiefs, but this is the first time I've been to this location. Have you always been in this location, and tell us where we are?
We've been at this location in the Janssen Building, downtown Peoria, for 25 years now. Before that, we were out at Junction City, which is North Knoxville in Peoria.
I've never been there at all.
We were in the motel out there.
Oh, you were?
And the motel was bought and torn down, and then we just decided to move back downtown.
And so we're right kind of in the heart of downtown. How far are we from the ballpark? Give me some landmarks by the Mark Twain Hotel. Caterpillar headquarters, not far.
Caterpillar headquarters is a hop, skip, and a jump from here, as well as the Marriott. The ballpark is probably about a 5-6 minute drive from Jim. So, yes, we are in the center of downtown.
And what was it like growing up in the business?
We started out, my brothers and I, as dishwashers, busboys, and then we went on to cleaning the restaurant, and then our parents had us prep cook, make salads, run the salad department from there. Then we went into backup cooking and then running the broiler. So they made us start from the bottom, so we knew so we pretty much knew how to do everything.
And how many siblings were there?
I have two brothers. One has Jim's Steakhouse in Bloomington, Illinois.
I've heard about that, yeah.
And the other has Jim's Bistro in Peoria Heights, which is several miles from here.
Wow. And what are your brothers' names?
My older brother is Jim, and then my younger brother in Bloomington is Greg. So we each have our own Jims.
So you have Jim, and you're Tim.
Yeah.
How come Greg wasn't Kim?
I don't know. You'd have to ask my parents.
Jim, Tim, and Kim. What was downtown? I've been coming here since the Monacans. I saw Mark Grace play here. I saw Maddox pitch here. How's downtown changed over the years?
Downtown's changed considerably. Pete Vanacken pushed for the ballpark. It took him a long time, but he got it through, thank God. Ray Becker, you can see his buildings as you leave Jim's. He's been an asset to Peoria.
Who is Ray Becker?
Ray Becker would be our Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
He's all these tall buildings downtown. He owns and he's built. And then you have Pete Vanacken, Ray Becker. So downtown has changed, and Peoria has grown, but most of the growth now is going out the northwest part of town.
I read somewhere, I think maybe in the Tribune, that with the Caterpillar decision, you said you've served every Caterpillar CEO here? I mean, so close.
Since 1960, we have served every CEO Caterpillar's ever had, and then they give control to the company to people out of state, and like most downstate now, people are moving their headquarters out of downstate into Chicago or into other states.
Now, to be clear, it's the headquarters. Caterpillar's still going to be here. There's still going to be workers.
They say. I don't know who believes them, but that's what they're saying.
But the headquarters is moving.
But the headquarters
is moving. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Nobody likes it here, their decision to move. And I hear, even in Chicago, they're leasing. So a lot of people are saying since they're leasing in Chicago and not purchasing property, that they're going to be there temporarily. Mm-hmm. So really nobody knows what's going on.
And you were born here?
I was born and raised here,
And Caterpillar was a way of life.
When we got out of school, when we got out of high school, you could go over to Caterpillar and work any of their factories and make good money. My friends, most of my friends' fathers supported families, 4, 6, 8 kids running a machine for Caterpillar.
Yeah, that's something.
And that has all changed. Those factories have all been bulldozed in East Peoria. And there's very little manufacturing done around here.
Yeah. And even the ballpark, isn't that a Caterpillar imprint? What's the name? Dozier?
Caterpillar put several million dollars in it to keep it going for their employees as well as the public.
The baseball stadium?
The baseball stadium, yes.
Dozier Field.
Dozier Field, yes.
And what is Dozier?
Dozier would mean Caterpillar.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Now, we should get on record. You and I are about the same age. You're 61?
Yes.
Yeah, so am I. When's your birthday?
My birthday is November 25th.
You look better than me, though. You're in better shape. So, you know what I like? I said, I've been here maybe 10 times. I've just... Explain to the listeners, I mean, we're subterranean. It's really got an old-school steakhouse feel. So walk us through it. It's in the underground and just...
My father had a lot to do with the design here.
Yeah.
And he always told us, just stay traditional. Don't get into anything that's going to go out of style.
Mm-hmm.
So just always keep your businesses just traditional. And that's pretty much what we've always done. And this restaurant hasn't changed in 25 years, and people still love the atmosphere.
What's the capacity?
We seat roughly 160.
Yeah. And I like the logo with the piano. You still, actually, where did I see it? You still have live music?
Yes, we've had
I'm just looking here in the office. You have Bonnie at Tuesdays at 7 o'clock.
Bonnie's a little 19-year-old Bradley student.
Oh, great.
And then we have Ed and Judy. They're in their 70s. They've been playing for us for 30 years. And
Ben and Kate on Friday night.
Ben and Kate, they're the younger version of Ed and Judy. They're in their 30s. And they're all very good and they're all very
talented.
What
does harp mean?
We have a harpist from 6 to 8 on Friday and Saturday nights.
Oh, that's great. You know what? Even in Chicago, this is interesting. This was on my list of questions. But in Chicago, a lot of these places, live music has become too expensive. But you can still come here and have a steak, have a cocktail, and listen to live music. Almost.
Entertainment is expensive, and I keep telling them, don't outprice yourselves, because it's not a good time to be a musician. And then you have the music licensing companies there. They keep wanting more money for live entertainment.
Yeah, we were just talking about that at the record store.
Yeah.
ASCAP and BMI.
ASCAP and BMI. We just paid ASCAP. BMI, I believe, is due in April or May.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal and our little nocturnal journey trip to Jim's Steakhouse in Peoria. I guess Dan Fogelberg hung out there a lot, and I've never heard anybody say a bad thing about Dan Fogelberg. It was just what a great guy he was. So this segment we're going to talk about, it's walking distance from where the Peoria Chiefs play Midwest League Baseball. So we talk a little bit about some of the baseball players who have come into Jim's Steakhouse.
When you come here, I just love all the celebrity pictures. So, I mean, I took some notes, and then you gave me a list. I might just let's start with, I don't know how many of these you know, but, I mean, I want to get some baseball stuff. But, first of all, Dan Fogelberg. You got his guitar. I know he's from Peoria.
Dan Fogelberg and his wife ate here. Every time they were in town, this was his restaurant. They would come in. Sometimes he'd come in. They'd come in and just order appetizers, sit in the corner. You didn't even know they were in the place. They were just wonderful people, and they are really missed.
Yeah, yeah. Is his wife still around?
I believe his wife, she doesn't live in Peoria. Last I heard, her and Dan they lived in Maine.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know where Mrs. Fogelberg is.
He passed away a while ago.
He passed away, and yeah, he was a wonderful man, and we were really proud to have served him.
And you guys guitar?
He signed a guitar for us. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. What about? I'm trying off the top of my head. What about Jack Brickhouse? He was a Peoria guy.
Jack Brickhouse. Pete Vanocken rang Jack Brickhouse in for years. Jack Brickhouse knew Jim Steakhouse very well. And Pete Vanocken would bring in Harry Carey as well. He brought Harry Carey in through the years. There's just so many people, it's hard to...
Well, now, who was the window into all the sports figures? Now, obviously, when now the Chiefs are a Cardinal affiliate... But Mark Grace, I see his stuff out there.
Yes, Mark Grace.
Was that when he played in Peoria, or was that when he played for the Cubs, or both?
That's when he played for the pitcher we have out here. He was playing for the Cubs.
Sandberg comes here? Ryan Sandberg?
Ryan Sandberg's been here a couple dozen times. You know, he was coaching the
Chiefs
for a while.
Yeah, he moved up the ladder.
Right.
You said Jim Thome still comes here?
Jim Thome comes in. Jim signed a baseball bat for us, and we probably have a half a dozen baseballs. We bother him every time he comes in.
And he comes in pretty regularly still. He must still have family here.
Oh, yeah. He has family here. He's I don't know him personally, but he's an avid outdoorsman.
Yeah, right, he is. Yeah. Pete Rose?
Pete Rose was in one night. I can't recall who brought him in, but yeah, Pete Rose was in.
Have you ever had any athletes sing with the, like Denny McLain used to play organ, you know?
I can't recall any of the sports figures ever singing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Moving back into music, and he signed it to you, Warren Zevon.
Warren Zevon, he was playing the Madison Theater. That was a to-go order.
It was.
He ordered some... food, so we ran it down to the Madison, and he was nice enough to autograph a picture for us.
Yeah. How about Richard Pryor? Did he ever come here?
Richard Pryor, you know, his son's been here. Richard Pryor Jr.'s been here several times, and I asked him, I said, has your father ever been into gyms? He said, I'm sure he has. But, you know, that could have probably like the early 60s.
I noticed... it's been maybe 2 years since I've been here. I don't know, when I went over to the record store, there's a Richard Pryor place now. It's like a little street.
We named a street after Richard Pryor. Yeah, he's been on, the city honored Richard Pryor with Richard Pryor Avenue.
I saw a picture out there, Sam Kinison was from Peoria, wasn't he?
Sam Kinison was in gyms, 10, 12 times at least. And you always heard how wild of a guy he was. All he ever drank in Jim Steakhouse, all he ever requested was fresh brewed iced tea.
I interviewed him a couple times. He had a church background, if I'm off the top of my head.
His parents were preachers, and I think he preached for a while himself.
Yeah, right. I'm just You're great. I'm just winging some names here, you know. Larry King. I love Larry King. I see pictures. There's a couple pictures of him here.
Mrs. Gibbs from Bradley University brought Larry King in for dinner. And he used to be an announcer with the ESPN. Then he went to the Dodgers. But Mrs. Gibbs brought them both in together. And they were very good friends. They've known each other for a long time.
Fabio
was in, I don't know what he was doing in Peoria, but one night, he just, no reservation or anything, he just walks in and there's a whole group of women behind him, so he came in and he had crab legs.
couple more, and then I'll get a couple business questions back, and we'll be done. Joe Girardi. I'm trying to hit on all the local guys. Mm-hmm. So Girardi's from here.
Joe Girardi's a Peorian.
Yeah.
I don't know him personally, but he's been into gyms. And Joe Torre, Pete Vanakin's brought Joe Torre in a few times, too.
It's great. It's great. It still does play in Peoria.
Baseball will always play in Peoria,
Now, you got, we talked out there, Charles Barkley. You've got him underlined here.
Charles Barkley, Joe Napoli, is a local lawyer, and he represented some sports figures. And he would bring these gentlemen in for dinner, too, while they were talking business.
Walk us through the menu a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the steaks, just when people come here, what they can expect. Highlight the menu a little bit.
We're a traditional steakhouse. You would, just as you'd find in Chicago, we have the dry-aged porterhouses, the bone-in ribeyes. We take a lot of pride in our beef, and that's what's kept us going for all these years.
I'll just keep this rolling.
Now, this is Jerry Daughters. Jerry's a police chief of Creve Corps.
Oh, you still are?
No,
I better hide my stuff.
No, I don't have to sit down.
Jerry's brought in so many players over for kids. It was really honorable what Jerry's done for this community, for underprivileged kids.
We're taping all this, so let me...
Well, wait a minute. Before you start, wait a minute.
We have started. But
wait a minute. I brought you over a few things. Wait a minute.
Yeah, well, no, I'm in the middle of it. So back to the menu. So we're almost done. Then we'll move into... Oh, that's great. That's 30 banks. Yeah. So the menu, you were just walking me through the menu. So this, and you're talking about the steaks and stuff.
We'd be equivalent to Harry Carey's or Gene and Giorgetti's. I've been to both those places. And last time I was in Chicago, I had dinner at the Rosebud Steakhouse, the one next to the Drake Hotel. So we're in that category. We have people come down from Chicago and have dinner here. And they can't believe how cheap we are. We cannot get Chicago prices. You cannot get those prices downstate. Yeah. But it is the same quality and the same beef.
Yeah. Cocktail. Oh, well, one more thing on beef. Have people eating habits, have they changed? In other words...
The millennials are... They hear the word steak, and right away they think expensive. So when I'm out in a restaurant and I see... Let's say some couple are in their early 20s. We have to wait probably 15 years before they're our customers. So,
no, that's interesting.
So, the business has changed.
And cocktails? Any house drink or anything?
We have a full-service bar here. Just a traditional bar. The women go for a lot of these flavored martinis.
Okay. And how many does the bar seat? I saw it out there.
Our lounge seats roughly, with the piano bar, roughly 35, 40 people. So it's small and intimate in there.